From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim leaders meeting in Istanbul Wednesday condemned President Donald Trump's December 6th declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said the U.S. decision is a shock for all U.N. resolutions and dissolves those which America had approved. Host Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan invited other countries to join the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in recognizing Jerusalem as the occupied capital of the State of Palestine. But Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it would be best if Palestinians recognize reality and act for the sake of peace, not extremism. An OIC communique said the U.S. move forfeits its role as an honest broker in reaching an Israeli-Palestinian peace agreement. Heather Nauert is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
I think we hope to continue to try to work with both Israelis and the Palestinians to try to force some sort of meaningful peace agreement so that they could sit down and have talks about this. We will continue to back that. We will continue to try to support both sides of it.
Nauert said the president's decision does not affect the city's ultimate final borders, which she said are dependent on negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. Aid agencies and the UN have warned that hunger has surged in Democratic Republic of Congo, with an estimated 400,000 children now at risk of starvation due to conflict, displacement, declining agricultural output, and funding shortages. The UN blamed militia violence, which began last year in central Kasai region, for leading to an eightfold increase in hunger affecting more than 3 million people. Thousands have been killed, hundreds of thousands have been displaced by the fighting. This is VOA News.